The film is Captain, and the writer-director is Rob Reap, an A-State graduate. Tonight in the new Humanities and Social Sciences building on the campus, Rob will be showing his film, and it's available to the public at 6 o'clock. It's a free screening of a film that was screened earlier this summer. I'm glad to visit with Rob, who is an alumnus of A-State and took some communication classes. I remember one with him, particularly audio production. Welcome back to A-State in Jonesboro.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk about the film. Captain, set up the story for us. Who's the main character and what happens?
It's about a man named Hugh Bradley, who was a veteran of the War of 1812. And after the war, he ends up coming to Arkansas via land grant. So he's part of the American story, really. Hugh Bradley is actually where Bradley County, Arkansas, actually gets its name, and that's where we got the actual idea for the story. Growing up in Bradley County, he is folklore mania around there. Everyone just knows the name of Hugh Bradley. The problem was that the historical accuracy of a lot of the information out there was frankly inaccurate, and we had to go through and do a ton of research. This film took nearly 3 years to make. 2 years of that being research alone, working with the Tennessee Department of Archives. So we've put a lot of the puzzle pieces back together in the life of Hugh Bradley.
What are some of those missing puzzle pieces that were not clearly present?
One of the biggest question marks was, first of all, whether or not he actually fought in the War of 1812, and we've been able to confirm that. The problem is he's in folklore history known as Captain Hugh Bradley, and that's why the film is named Captain. Ironically, he was not at all a captain. He was a cornet. Never once was he a captain in the Tennessee militia. So we've been able to correct that.
Now, the War of 1812, it's not a topic that has been treated in books and films as much as, say, the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. Was that a bit of a challenge in just researching the War of 1812 period?
It was for me. My specialty and really what I studied here at Arkansas State was colonial North American history. So I had a lot of background in Spanish American history, but not necessarily in the War of 1812. This was most definitely a challenge for me as a researcher and as an historian to be able to pick up a lot of that info.
Captain Bradley, let's talk about his involvement in the war. At what time did he enlist, and where did he travel, and what were some of his notable moments of the War of 1812?
Well, from the information that we were able to fully pull out of the history books and out of the records, he was 28 years old when the war began, was not quite married yet, but he was married before he left for the war. So when he signed up, he was married over the summer and then actually left. Was a member under Colonel, then Colonel John Coffey. I believe Colonel was the correct rank of John Coffey. He would later become a general. But Hugh Bradley served under John Coffey during the Southern Campaign, fought at the Battle of Tallahatchie, and also at the Battle of New Orleans, several other smaller skirmishes throughout the South. But his story really picks up after the Battle of Tallahatchie, after his older brother, who also went to the war, becomes injured to the point that he's no longer able to continue. Viewers will have to come check out the movie tonight to figure out the final portions of that plot.
Tonight's free Jonesboro screening of the film Captain, written and directed by Rob Reap of Warren, Arkansas, begins at 6 p.m. in the Humanities and Social Sciences Building, room 1041, the auditorium on first floor. Reporting for KASU, I'm Mike Doyle.